A report on the Hillsborough tragedy has revealed how West Midlands Police, the force tasked with investigating the conduct of South Yorkshire officers, knew that these officers were altering their statements. An independent panel has found that alterations were being made on the grounds that statements should only contain facts and not opinion. But no dip tests were made to ensure the changes made were acceptable. Effectively, no samples were taken. And a West Midlands officer later acknowledged that he saw no problem with that whatsoever. 96 Liverpool fans died in a crush at the stadium. Lord Falconer is one of the lawyers acting for the victims' families, and he joins me now. Lord Falconer, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
West Midlands Police, how accountable are they?
They're accountable like any other police force, and what the report appears to reveal is that they accepted the idea that the South Yorkshire Police should be able to amend all their statements, and they promised that the only statements they'd put in to the inquest and the inquiry would be those after they'd been amended.
So should they have questioned the officers involved?
Of course. And one of the senior police officers from the West Midlands Police who was involved in preparing the material for the inquest and the public inquiries, when shown the changes that had been made, or some of them, said, yes, the ones he was being shown by the independent panel would have been completely unacceptable.
Yeah, I just want to read something from the report regarding the statements made by South Yorkshire police officers.
Yeah.
It says, Assistant Chief Constable Mervyn Jones from West Midlands Police saw no problem with that whatsoever, the removal of opinion or hearsay. He understands that we need to be getting on with this quickly. He has no worries over this, but thanked us for informing him of our intended action. That's not rigorous enough, is it?
No, it is not rigorous enough. And the anxiety that everybody has following the report is that if one police force investigates another, and what the investigating police force does is just let the subject of their investigation get away with things like that, who can have confidence in one police force examining another?
Can they stand...
How do you investigate these things?
Well, who polices the police?
Exactly.
Who can West Midlands Police, do you believe, stand by their defence? They've said, listen, we were exonerated in the Taylor report. They fall back on their description. The statement we've had is that the investigation was robust. Can they stand by that? Stand by that defence?
I don't think that they can, because the Chief Superintendent Foster, when he was shown material that was deleted from statements, said to the panel, oh, I agree in relation to the examples he was shown, they should not have been deleted. For example, there were a number of statements in which the police on the ground said, I got no instructions and there was no leadership after the disaster began to unfold. And those statements were deleted. And Foster says now, oh, they shouldn't have been deleted. So how can they say at this stage that they were being rigorous enough in what they were doing at the time?
So should West Midlands Police be involved in a criminal investigation? Should they apologise?
Well, to go on saying it was all fine seems to me to indicate that they have not grasped what the report is saying. I think it is for the state now to set up a proper criminal investigation. It's for the state to determine who is covered by it. I don't know whether it should include the West Midlands Police, because we haven't had a chance to look at the 300,000 or 400,000 documents that underline the report. But the critical thing is for the West Midlands Police to go away and think again about what they are saying, about what the report shows.
Just taking a look at the bigger picture, 23 years, as we know, successive governments, both Conservative and Labour, waiting for the truth to come out. You yourself served under Tony Blair's government in the 90s. 23 years seems too long. Would you say that politicians have let some of these families down?
Yes, I would. I think the whole system has let them down. They, the families, have fought in very, very many cases to make sure that their loved ones who died did not have their good name besmirched. And they've kept the flame alive, supported by Merseyside, with every other part of the state being against them. But because they had the truth on their side, eventually the truth came out. But the whole system failed them. 23 years to wait before you are told that 41 of those who died might have been saved is an absolute disgrace.
And is it that feeling of responsibility, of having let the families down, that led you to give them free legal advice in their fight for truth?
They